So, you sent us over this article, right? And it's all about web design. And it's from DoubleDumb. And it's called Web Design Principles to Help Optimize E-commerce Sales,
Yes.
which is really what we're all about these days, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody's buying everything online.
It's crazy.
And it's written by Jim Clannon.
Okay.
And I mean, we're seeing this huge shift to e-commerce.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it seems like it's been coming for a while, but it seems like it really was kicked into high gear back in what, 2020?
Yeah, I think Clannon actually addresses that in the piece. That the pandemic really served as a catalyst to accelerate this trend
Interesting.
to a degree that the projections were that we wouldn't see these kinds of numbers until like 2024.
Wow.
And here we are, you know?
Wow. So it really was a
Yeah, so it's really critical, I think, what we're going to be talking about today in terms of, for anyone who's selling anything online,
Right.
to really pay attention to the design of their website.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So that's really what we're going to deep dive into today, right?
Yep.
We're going to really dig into this idea of how important it is to have a good e-commerce website.
Yeah, and some really practical takeaways
Yeah.
and actionable insights as to how to do that.
Absolutely. And Clannon lays this out in a really clever way.
Yeah.
I think he uses this acronym to sort of organize all these different
Yeah,
principles.
he calls it BE Epic.
BE Epic. I love it.
Yeah, it's catchy,
It's
right?
a catchy. So the BE stands for branding.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about, what he's saying of branding in terms of web design.
Well, he's really emphasizing that your website is really your opportunity to reinforce your brand identity. And he's saying it's not enough to just, stick your logo in the corner or something, but really to think about every element of your website design as a way to really communicate what your brand is all about
And
and
who
who you
you yeah,
are.
and who you are as a company.
Exactly. So it's really, thinking about the whole experience that a visitor to your website is going to have
Okay.
and making sure that that's consistent with the image that you want to project.
I see. I see. And he uses kind of a cool example in the article. He
Yeah.
talks about, like, imagine a company that sells children's toys.
Oh, yeah.
Like very bright, colorful,
Yeah,
bright
exactly.
colors.
Interactive.
And then on the other hand, you've got like a high-end jewelry company.
Right.
And he's saying like the entire feel of those two websites should
Absolutely.
be totally different.
Right. You would expect a very, kind of a playful ambiance, if you will, for the children's toy website.
Right.
Maybe with lots of, bright colors and movement and things like that.
Brilliant.
Whereas the jewelry company, you'd probably expect something much more elegant and sophisticated
Right.
and minimalist.
Yeah. So it's really thinking about like who your audience is and
Exactly.
what they're going to respond to.
And what kind of experience is going to resonate with them?
Okay, cool.
And so he talks about, making sure that your color scheme is consistent with your brand, that your logo is prominently displayed, and just those kind of key visual elements
Okay.
that people associate with your brand.
Okay, so that's the BE for branding.
That's right.
So then we go on to E, which is eye-catching.
Eye-catching.
And this isn't just about like making your website, as flashy as possible,
No.
right?
It's really about thinking strategically about how to present the information in a way that's going to be appealing.
Right.
And he talks about this idea of a harmonious balance between the text, the images, and the negative space.
Okay, what's negative space?
That's like the empty space around the elements.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just cramming as much stuff as you can onto the page. It's
Right.
really thinking about, giving each element room to breathe.
Okay.
And making sure that it's not too overwhelming for the visitor.
Right. It's like when you're looking at a painting or a photo.
Exactly like a well-composed photograph.
Right, where everything kind of has its place. And
Exactly.
it's pleasing to the eye.
Right. And it's not just about making it, pretty to look at, although that's important,
Right.
but it's also about making the information easy to understand
Right.
and easy to digest.
Right. So people actually want to spend time on your site.
Exactly. You want them to be engaged
Yeah.
and really absorb the information that you're trying to present.
Okay, cool. So that's eye-catching,
Eye-catching.
which kind of leads us naturally into the next one, which is the P.
The P, which stands for photography,
Photography.
which is absolutely critical when we're talking about e-commerce,
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to have good photos.
especially when you're selling physical products.
Right. So if I'm selling, I don't know, shoes
Right.
online,
He uses that example, actually, Shoes.
Does he really?
Yeah, he talks about how if you're buying shoes online, you really want to see them from all angles.
Yes, you do.
You want to see close-ups of the details, right?
Maybe you want to see a video of someone actually wearing them.
Right, right. So you can get a sense of, you know, what they actually look like.
Exactly, because you can't actually touch them or try them on.
Right.
So the photos and videos are really your only way to experience that product.
And what he was saying is that if the photos are kind of generic or blurry.
Yes, or if they're poorly lit.
Yeah, it really kind of undermines the trust.
Absolutely. It can make people think, well, if they're not even putting effort into the photos.
Right.
Maybe the product isn't that great either.
Interesting.
So you really want to make sure that your photos are high quality.
Right.
And that they're showcasing the product in the best possible light.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So photography P, super important.
Huge.
All right. So moving right along, then we've got I for intuitive.
Intuitive.
And this is all about making your website easy to navigate.
Yeah, making it a smooth and effortless experience for the user.
Right. And he makes a good point in the article about, you know, not everybody who's visiting your website.
Right. Maybe like a tech whiz.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He talks about how, you know, younger generations who grew up with the internet might find it very easy to navigate a website.
Sure.
But for people who are older or who are maybe less familiar with technology,
right,
it might not be so intuitive.
Right.
So you have to really think about making everything as clear and as logical as possible.
So like things like drop down menus. Or, yeah, you know, icons or...
Exactly. Those kinds of things that, you know, to some people might seem obvious.
Yeah.
But to others might be completely confusing.
Yeah. So you don't want people to get frustrated.
Absolutely.
And leave your site.
Right. You want them to be able to find what they're looking for easily.
Right.
And without having to think too hard about it.
And without having to call customer service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So intuitive navigation is really key to keeping people on your site.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so then the last part of the acronym is C, which stands for...
Call to action.
Call to action.
And this might seem obvious.
You would think.
But you'd be surprised how many websites get this wrong.
Really?
Yeah, he talks about, you know, you have a potential customer, they're on your website, they found the product they want.
Okay.
They're ready to buy.
Ah.
But then they can't figure out how to actually make the purchase.
Oh, no.
Maybe the add to cart button is too small. Or it's hidden somewhere.
Oh.
Or maybe the checkout process is just too complicated.
And then they just give up.
Exactly. And they go to a competitor who makes it easier.
Ouch.
So you really want to make sure that your call to action is clear and prominent.
Okay.
And that the checkout process is as smooth and as seamless as possible.
Okay. So it's not enough just to have like a big buy now button.
Right. It's the whole experience.
The whole experience has to be easy and intuitive.
Exactly.
And secure.
And secure. That's important too.
Right. So people need to feel confident.
Absolutely.
That their information is safe.
So you want to make sure that your website is using HTTPS.
Okay.
And that you have a secure checkout process.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so he also talks about like getting expert help with all of this.
Yeah. Towards the end of the article, he suggests, you know, if you're really serious about optimizing your e-commerce website,
right,
it's probably a good idea to consult with a professional web design firm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, these are people who do this for a living.
Right.
They're up on all the latest trends.
Right.
They understand user behavior, and they can really help you to create a website that's going to convert visitors into customers.
Right. Right. So it's like, you know, what you don't know can hurt you.
Exactly. And you can save yourself a lot of time and money in the long run.
Yeah.
By getting expert help up front.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So one of the things I thought was interesting about the article is that they actually give a little bit of background on Jim Clannon.
Oh, yeah.
Like who he is.
Yeah. He's not just some random guy.
Right.
He's actually one of the co-founders of Double Dome.
Oh, wow.
And he oversees their creative and development teams.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's really in the trenches. You know, yeah. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that definitely gives him some credibility.
For sure.
And it's kind of nice that they included, you know, a few little personal details about him, too.
Yeah, it makes him seem more human, right?
Right. He's not just some corporate shill.
Exactly.
Like, he's a real person.
Yeah, he plays drums. He likes to go to car shows. He's involved in community projects.
That's cool.
So, you know, he's got a life outside of work.
That's awesome.
Which I think makes him more relatable.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Right.
Okay, so to sum it all up then, this article is really making the case that if you want to be successful in e-commerce,
yeah,
you've got to pay attention to your website design.
Absolutely. It's not an afterthought.
Right.
It's really a crucial part of your overall business strategy.
Why?
And he's given us this great framework, the BE Epic acronym.
Yeah.
To really think about all the different elements that go into creating a website
yeah.
that's going to drive sales.
So it's branding, eye-catching photography, intuitive navigation.
And call to action.
And call to action. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was saying that because of, you know, the huge shift to online shopping.
Right.
That happened a few years ago.
This is more important than ever.
More important than ever.
You really can't afford to ignore it.
So this is what I want to leave our listeners with today.
Okay.
Think about a website that you go to a lot,
mm-hmm.
an e-commerce site,
mm-hmm.
and think about, you know, how it's designed.
Yeah.
And do you think it's doing a good job
mm-hmm.
of implementing these BE Epics principles?
That's a good question.
And if not,
yeah.
what could they do better?
Right. What one small change could they make?
Yeah.
That would make a big difference.
That would make a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what we've learned today is that even small changes
absolutely
can have a really big impact.
They can.
On the user experience.
Yeah, because every little detail matters.
Right.
When you're trying to create a website that's going to convert visitors into customers.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that and let us know what you come up with.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next time.
Bye.